7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Traveling in the right direction. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 7:07
p.m. 7:07, huh? Another airplane time. That time is wrong. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yay, hooray, it's time for a Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. 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 My name is Tobe. I am not Hello Kitty. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, which means I'm the guy who's drinking the tea. And I already poured it, sorry. Pretty good tea, but it's getting weak. This leaf is done. I'm drinking Longjing, but I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to switch over to some Jinjin Mei later today. Kind of looking forward to it. I'm going to enjoy that. It's going to be a fun time. And yeah, hooray. But that's all I have to say for right now, because here I am sitting in my car. Looking out over this little park, should we get out of the car? Yeah, let's get out of the car. Oh, because I need to get my daily exercise. Yeah. So what are we doing? What's happening? What's going on? Oh. Well, I decided today that we were going to come out here and check out another little neighborhood park. A little park in my neighborhood on, what is this? I don't know, 93rd Street, something? I don't know, I don't even know. And as I walk into this park, I'm noticing something. And I'm noticing that this seems to be the same type of park. It's very much the same as that other park I was at in my neighborhood. It's probably designed by the same people. Let's walk along the sidewalk here. We got some lovely green painted 55-gallon drums in use as trash cans. We've got an elm tree. We've got little sidewalk paths that wander around. This is about the same size. Oh, apparently this is called North Oaks Park. Okay, good to know. There is a wooden picnic table under a tree, under this maple tree. And then over here we've got some of those epoxy paint coated park tables that have four little benches, and this one even has a sort of permanent umbrella over it. So we got a couple of tables here, but as I look around, there's no grill. There's no grills. There's no public grills. And I'm continuing to look. I do not see any public drinking fountains. Over here, there's a sand pit area with some playground equipment. They got a couple of... They got this thing and has a couple slides. Oh, there's a little climbing wall for all your kids to get super dangerous. Let's get dangerous. There's Nerf darts laying around. Does this thing spin? Yes, it spins. There's a little spinning post here in case you need to spin your children around. And there's some swings. We've got park benches. They're the same kind of park benches. They're just coated in a different color plastic. These benches are yellow. How many do we have? We've got two over there. One over here on the edges of the sand pit. Then we got one bench a little ways off under a tree so people can sit there. And how far have I gone? I'm almost all the way across the park. Now I'm about two-thirds of the way, and I'm now standing on the baseball diamond. There is a baseball field here, but I'm willing to bet that there has never been a baseball game played here, ever. Let's go over here and investigate. Why do I think that there's never been a baseball game here, ever? Well, there's absolutely nowhere to this field. There's no paths worn. There's no bases. There's no dirt. When there's no dirt, you can tell that nobody's been playing baseball. So, we got a couple of little maple trees over here. We got a big maple tree. I'm going to walk over to this path. Walking across the baseball field here. Alright, my leg is starting to wind up a little bit, but that's fine. We're going to walk it off, see how far we can get. I got to get back into the shade. I'm in direct sun. It's not that hot. It's a lovely day. It's, 15 degrees. 15 degrees, that's what, like 60 American. But we got direct sun today. I'm looking up in the sky. Ooh, there's a big birdie. I see a big bird over there. I'm looking up into the sky. There are no clouds. Just some direct sun. All right, we got maple trees. We got another elm tree. What's this over here? I can't tell. I'm too far away. And these trees are starting to lose some leaves, but they're still very, very green. One of the sugar maples over there is yellow and is only about 60% leafy. But this tree right here, what is this? What is this tree? Some kind of elm. And it hasn't lost any leaves at all, and they're all still green. Oh, there's a few little yellow ones underneath here. But this is the tree that has the bench in front of it. Jeez, I wonder if I should sit down. Oy. Now my leg is kind of starting to bother me. As I walk along this sidewalk path on the edge of the park, I can see into some people's backyards. These people have a garden. There's a squirrel in it. What do they have? They've got like half a dozen stalks of corn, some marigolds, and there's some kind of pumpkin or squash vine on the fence, and I can see something. There's some kind of fruit on that vine. There's a couple of other vines. And now here we have some lovely blue spruce trees. I hear an angry squirrel. Okay, these people have an old Dundee light post in their backyard. That's cool. But yeah, I'm already starting to fail. Yeah, my life. We've got another big maple tree here. Big one. Oh, here we have one of those weird droopy pine trees. Wait, is this a spruce or is this a pine? An evergreen. I can't even think today. Let's test it. Oh, I think we know what that bird is now. That's a spruce. Can you hear that? That freep frop freep. These are the birds in the neighborhood. They're flying around and doing squawky bird stuff, but I've managed to make it back to my car. So let's plug in the magic music machine and play some random music for the drive home. Okay, that's cool. We haven't heard this one in a while. That was Sister India with their hit song, Out of Place. Oh, we've played that on the Dubious Goals Committee before, but geez, that was years ago. Haven't heard that in a while. I love that song. Anyway, here we are. Here we are. Sitting on my floor, drinking tea. After a fun but slightly painful walk through the park. You know, I'm so unimpressed with all the little neighborhood parks around here that maybe we shouldn't do this anymore. Maybe we don't need to follow up with the little parks. We need to find the good parks. We need to find the parks with water. Water parks. Trying to think, what else is along the creek? Well, there's Toll Park. We've been there a few times. I don't know. I'm just going to have to get a map out. I'm going to have to get out a map. I don't have a map. I guess I could use the phone book. There's always those crappy maps in the phone book that are extraordinarily difficult to deal with. Ooh, but that might be my only option. It might be my only option. Should we do that? Not right now, but maybe we should do that at some point. Grab the phone book, start looking for little parks. Or not necessarily little ones. We just need parks that have water. So we can find marmots and stuff. And dudes. That's what we need to do. But before any of that happens, we obviously need some more music. And how we gotta check out this Electro Saz. What was this guy's name? We'll get into that in a minute, because I'll have to try to pronounce Turkish. But I need one of these. I need an electric saz. Thank you. Yeah. Cannot get enough of this guy and these electrosaz instruments. These are so damn cool. Look at all that mother of pearl. Look at all that sweet lacquer. What is this guy's name? Is his name Birkulum Ishte? It might be. I do not know. I'm not a very smart person, but that's okay. Because the one thing I do know how to do is make tea. And we're going to need to make some more pretty soon. Because this pot is almost empty. I'm pretty happy about that. Because that just means we're going to move into the Gingin May soon. I do love drinking tea. It's so yummy. And not only is it's good for you too. I like tea.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What?
Look at that greasy mess you are, Kirk Cameron.
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease.
Kirk Cameron. He's greasy. He's causing all these digital media failures. And then 1981,
hey,
mom says.
That's shy.
Yeah, what have you been up
to? What have you two been up to?
Oh, shut up. 1981, mom. Nobody likes you. I think it's time to check in with Emily Hopkins. I've been watching this woman for a couple days now. She is a harpist. She plays a typical Western orchestral harp. And that's moderately interesting, I'll admit. But the way she makes it more interesting is she likes effects. She likes effects pedals. She likes to buy guitar effects pedals and hook them up to her harp. My kind of chick, right? I like guitar pedals and I like to hook them up to weird things that aren't guitars. And in the past, I have hooked an auto harp up to guitar effects. But now we're just going to hear Emily play her digital media fill. Let's just restart it here. Maybe it'll work the second time around, because digital with failure is super failure-y. All I want is a lady playing her harp through some modulation effect. Okay, here we go. Okay, so Emily's got a... Oh, she's got a Hologram Electronics Microcosm. That's a fun multi-effects pedal. It's a looper. It's got delay and filter and stuff in it, and reverb. Oh, she's going nuts. Cool. Yeah, I kind of wish I had a harp, but yeah, no, that's not going to happen. They're very expensive, but more importantly, they're very heavy and they're difficult to move around, which may be why she also plays the recorder. A recorder is considerably more portable. And of course, because she is now an effects pedal junkie, she has to play her recorder through effects pedals, which, you know, I've done that too. Everybody's got to try it. Once you get these ideas in your head, you gotta do it. So she's got some harp going here through some effects. Don't laugh. Stop laughing.
So the effects pedal company Donner reached out and wanted to sponsor one of my videos. I knew Donner made effects pedals, but I didn't know that they also made instruments as well. So when they told me I could have anything I wanted, of course, the first thing I asked for was this lovely $8 blue recorder.
Made of plastic.
We're going to test it out today and make it sound amazing.
I doubt it.
I hope.
Yeah, hope all you want. Yeah, so here she's running it through her microcosm again. Got all kinds of fun little delay on it. Still sounds terrible.
Can you blow it out of your nose?
What?
Blow it out of your nose.
And, of course, she can't even fathom that because she's a harpist. I like to play recorders and ocarinas with my nose. I do it all the time. It gets a laugh. But there are nose flutes in this world. That's what a lot of people don't know. There are instruments that you play with your nose. They are few and far between, but they are out there. And speaking of out there, I think we need some toy dolls. Maybe a little bit of Deidre's a slag.
First of all, there was Ray. He made me Deidre. Yeah, Ray. Was slipping space, but now he's left her, and she's based. And just in case you read daily declaration straight, she's a slag. Everybody see me, Dries a slag. Slag, slag, slag. Dries a slag. People is slag. Dries a slag. Michael Rinn came like a flash. He had a jack, you want cash. Can't call the Met, they fix the night. Yeah, you know it, they squeeze the toy. Just in case you read Daily Declaration straight, she's a slag. Everybody see me, Dries a slag. Slag, slag, yeah. Dries a slag. People slag. Me, Dries a slag. You're a Deidre. She's a slag. Everybody sing me. Dries a slag. Slag, slag, yeah. Me. Dries a slag. A people slag. Me. Dries a slag. Or together. D. Dries a slag. Slag, slag, yeah. D. Dries a slag. People slag. D. Dries a slag.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder how Olga feels about Deidre. That's how you end a song. I mean, if you're going to let a song fall apart, and I often do. Oh my God. The Toy Dolls, ladies and gentlemen. Where are they from again? Sunderland? Newcastle? I can't remember. They're up there, Tyneside somewhere. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. I don't need to remember. Why don't I need to remember? Because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on a non-radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and it's time for me to eat my lunch, so I'm getting right the hell out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.